Like always, I will start with a brief on the macroeconomy policy, followed by automotive market update, and will walk you through our financials. Finally, I would like to end with the highlights of the quarter affecting our business, an update on environmental, social, and governance, which is ESG, and that is for our sustainability at Bosch. India's mobility and other economic activity have picked up sharply, primarily led by the government's vaccination program. Most mobility indicators are back to pre-COVID levels. RBI, in its recent October policy, maintained status quo on policy rates, clearly incentivizing growth, and retained the growth forecast for FY21-22 at 9.5%, following the 7.3% degrowth in the fiscal 2021. While inflation has come off its recent highs and risks continue to remain given the elevated commodity and crude prices, the government finally seems to be on track to achieve the fiscal deficit forecast, and India's external account remains healthy with record forex results. With this background, let us look at the automotive market development in the last quarter. The results are compared with July-September in 2020. Overall, automotive market production, can we state the leads with the automotive market numbers? Overall, automotive market production in quarter declined by 3%, including two-wheeler segment, mainly due to the semiconductor crisis, which continues to hurt the overall automotive industry. However, a gradual improvement in the global supply chains is anticipated as the capacity show some signs of recovery after prolonged COVID-19 pandemic impact. Going forward, elevated fuel prices, higher commodity prices continue to be a major concern, not just for the automotive industry, but across all industries. Heavy commercial segment increased by 91% on account of a low base in the previous year and largely due to a healthy pickup in overall construction and mining activities, fleet replacement, better capacity utilization for the current year. The recovery is expected to continue in the coming months. By the way, we must remember, heavy commercial segment is still at a very low base, and it will take quite a few years for us to reach the 480,000, which was the peak in 2018-19. Passenger car segment increased by 4% as the momentum remains intact on the back of easing of the lockdown and preferences for personal mobility. However, semiconductor crisis is still hampering the production for major OEMs, while the demand is good. Tractor segment increased by 16% on account of healthy reserve levels, sustained government support in times of procurement of food and grain, expected pickup in commercial demand are likely to aid the tractor demand. We must remember tractor came to the peak of 18-19 by 2021 already, the fastest to recover. LCV segment also increased by 8%, largely driven by the surge in e-commerce and transport of dairy and fresh produce. However, semiconductor issues remain a concern in the coming months for this segment, while the demand is good. Two-wheeler segment decreased by 6%. The domestic demand was impacted by continued purchase deferrals in anticipation of attractive festive schemes, price hikes owing to commodity cost inflation and all-time high fuel prices. While domestic demand recovery remains volatile, the steady two-wheeler exports from India continue to support industry volumes. Among the other market segments, three-wheeler segment increased by 30% plus, but please remember, on a very low base. And as corporate offices and educational institutions are expected to continue to open in due course. Let's look at how the company performed in July to September quarter compared to July to September 2020 amidst all these factors. Revenue from operations for July to September 2021 stood at 29,180 million, which is an increase of approximately 18% as compared to the corresponding period of the previous year due to gradual improvement in business improvement from the pandemic hit period of the previous quarter. Product sales of mobility business sector increased by 17%, whereas the business beyond mobility, which is consumer goods and building and energy technology, increased by 36%, mainly led by the power tools division. The domestic sales for this quarter witnessed an increase of 15%. Within BBM, the powertrain solutions grew better than the market growth. This I'm talking of Bosch Business Mobility without the two-wheeler, primarily driven by the growth in tractors and heavy commercial vehicles. Strong growth witnessed in the aftermarket business driven by higher exports as well as OE spare sales. We had a slight degrowth in our two-wheeler business, mainly driven by the semiconductor crisis and the impact on the premium two-wheeler segment. Next slide, please. The material cost as a percentage of total revenue from operations has increased from 59.4% in July-September 2020 to 62.8% in July-September 21. Approximately 50% of the total material cost consists of traded goods, which is largely procured by way of imports from Bosch Germany and other group companies. The pricing of these products are determined at the beginning of every calendar year, considering the planned volumes for the years used in the using the forecasted exchange rate. Based on actual volumes imported and considering the actual landed costs. The prices of these products are adjusted always on an ongoing basis. In July-September 2021, the correction in pricing due to transfer price adjustments has resulted in an impact of material cost to the extent of 2.6%. This is a one-time impact. Employee cost has decreased to ₹2,528 million in July-September 21. From ₹3,083 million in July-September 2020 due to transformation stroke restructuring projects and other related measures. Depreciation has increased by 4.1% in July-September 21 against the previous quarter of July-September 2020 due to more additions in July-September 21 as compared to July-September 2020. In case of other expenses, which stood at ₹4,756 million in July-September 2021 as compared to ₹4,112 million in July-September 2020. Other expenses as a percentage of revenue for July-September 21 was 16.3% as compared to 16.6% in July-September 2020. Absolute increase is mainly because of volume growth of 18% and higher spending of new businesses. And these new businesses are our Project House Mobility Services and Project House Electrification. Next slide. With this, our operating profit stood at ₹2,747 million in July-September 2021 as compared to ₹2,084 in July-September 2020, an increase of 32%. The other income has also increased from ₹1,015 in July-September 2020 to ₹1,243 million in July-September 2021, mainly the major part of it is due to the increase in mark-to-market gain in marketable securities. Coming to PBT and PAT, for the quarter ended September 21, the company posted a profit before tax of ₹3,975 million as compared to ₹3,086 million in July-September 2020. As a percentage of total revenue from operations, profit before tax stood at 13.6% in the current quarter. Profit after tax for the quarter ended September 2021 stood at ₹3,719 million, which is 12.7% of the total revenue from operations. Operating loss in July-September 2020 was $648 million. You will remember the last 2 years, both 2019-20 and 2021, your company had spent approximately 750 crores each for the 3R program that I talked, which is behind us. 3R means reskilling, redevelopment, and restructuring. Some other highlights I would like to share with you. We are very proud to be associated with Mahindra Mahindra, who is a strategic partner for Bosch for a supply of wide range of products and services from an array from Bosch India. Solutions include diesel, gasoline, powertrain systems, active safety systems, thermal management systems, connected mobility solutions, what we call as the Androids, what Mahindra has indicated as the Androids Connect. The platform is equipped with a range of features jointly developed between Bosch and Mahindra and offers an innovative, immersive, and intuitive experience to the customers to enhance the user experience, convenience, and safety in their recently launched flagship SUV program, XUV700. An and you can see the photograph here. The Government of India recently announced automotive PLI, latest in a series of emerging industry-focused PLI schemes. Now, of course, all of you know that the government is taking the inputs from industry again and will release the finalized version. The PLI comes at the right time and is a much-needed impetus for the automotive industry, which faces several and severe challenges since 2019, including the pandemic of COVID-19, wave 1, wave 2, and, of course, the worldwide ongoing semiconductor crisis. The focus on incentivizing advanced automotive technology, in short AAT, components, will enable the industry to accelerate future technologies in mobility with the aim to bring India at par with global standards. Bosch India and Bosch Limited is fully committed to invest in bringing these future technologies in the mobility domain, especially in safety and electrification. Bosch will participate to maximize the PLI benefits, which will help in overcoming some of the disabilities linked to industrializing such technologies. Bosch Limited Board of Management yesterday has accorded in-principle approval for the invest in Autozilla Solutions Private Limited. This is a startup from Hyderabad that operates on a B2B on e-commerce marketplace for buying and selling auto parts. This is a part of an initiative to establish an effective digital ecosystem around our vehicle workshops and neutral vehicle workshops. Bosch Limited is in discussion with Autozilla to invest around 133.5 million INR for a minority stake of 26%. The investment shall be subject to statutory approvals. The transaction will enable Bosch Limited Automotive Aftermarket Division to strengthen the market pool through its extra loyalty program for independent car workshops, as also our numerous Bosch car service outlets. Coming to ESG, I would like to talk about the sustainability aspect of Bosch India. In 2020, Bosch India achieved, and by the way, we are one of the few companies in India, Bosch India achieved carbon neutrality at its 37 locations across India. This was achieved via a four-point approach, namely energy efficiency, clean power, green electricity, as well as carbon offsetting. Bosch focused on energy efficiency and significantly reduced its energy consumption. A portfolio of measures such as use of LED lights, change to heat pumps, automation of building technology came into the forefront. The installation of more than 27 megawatt in-house solar power plants has resulted in 35 gigawatt hour of renewable power, which fulfills 13 to 15% of our total energy requirements, further increasing the overall energy green content by 27% through group captive business model. The model will enhance the ecosystem by building a renewable energy resource and reducing further the carbon footprint. The energy that Bosch generates and the purchase of the energy units for manufacturing and administrative, in this case, scope 1 and scope 2 of the Greenhouse Gas Protocol, or as it's GHG. This has a big impact on the overall mission. Keeping zero emission as a part of the manufacturing strategy, Bosch India implemented a new group captive business model. The model allows Bosch India, as a joint venture partner with renewable energy developers, to build solar energy plants totaling to 50 megawatts in the states of Karnataka and Maharashtra. With this, Bosch India will procure 50% of its energy requirements through renewable energy by 2021. The development will result in the reduction of 100,000 metric tons of harmful CO2 or carbon dioxide emissions year on year. Since 2019, the purchase volume of green electricity has significantly increased from renewable sources. Bosch India intends to purchase electricity from existing plants in the coming years as well. Bosch has pledged to compensate for unavoidable carbon emissions from combustion processes like heating, diesel generators, through carbon credits, international renewable energy certificates. Offsetting projects are monitored and executed around the world, such as afforestation, wind farm projects through Gold Standard Certified Carbon Credits, and Bosch India purchasing international renewable energy certificates from hydro power plant located at Himachal Pradesh. Coming to outlook, as Bosch India is nearing its centenary celebration in 2022. So colleagues, you will be happy to know, in the year 2022, Bosch India becomes 100 years young. We started our journey, by the way, in Kolkata in 1922. We are more than ready to transform into a futuristic enterprise in a digital ecosystem while remaining true to our core of manufacturing and operational excellence. And, of course, Make in India. You'll be happy to know next year will be 69 years Make in India. The global supply chain volatilities will continue to disrupt the mobility recovery story. Bosch India will continue to observe these developments while we maintain a cautiously optimistic business outlook. With India surpassing the 1 billion inoculations of the public at large, we remain hopeful of the restoration of normalcy in the overall consumer demand, which will help us to surpass the pre-COVID business target and go towards the peak that India achieved in automotive area, for example, in 2018-19. During these times as well, Bosch India has remained committed to its investments to develop solutions designed in India, for India, by India. Our long-term strategy is to shape the market in technologies with innovative products and solutions in the area of PACE. PACE stands for Personalized, Automated, Connected, and Electrified. We are focused in bringing diverse powertrain solutions with bi-fuels as well as flex-fuels through also our two-wheeler portfolio. Our Project House Mobility Solutions has created a live, curated marketplace allowing digital assets to be transacted in the portal within the Indian geography. This is a significant milestone enabling e-commerce for digital assets like API. You will hear more about this in our launch of our Bosch India celebrations in February, just before our board meeting in February 22. Our Beyond Mobility business continues to focus on emerging e-commerce platforms that has witnessed an exponential growth in the post-pandemic world. We are hopeful that the trend will continue, and our very strong business on power tools, as also the building solutions, and our very strong growth in aftermarket will continue to outperform the market riding on this new channel. I would like to thank you on behalf of Bosch India for your contribution and for patiently listening to our call. And until we meet, of course, in the Bosch India centenary in 2022. For now, I would like to, along with our team, address your queries and thank you for your questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. A question? Ladies and gentlemen, please wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. First is a clarification on this RM cost impact which you've talked about correction in the contracted pricing. Can you give some more details about it? This 2.6%, is this primarily due to correction of pricing with the parent, or what it is exactly?
Thank you for asking the question, Dinesh. I mentioned to you this was just a transfer pricing which we had a correction done, and this is a one time. So we will see ourselves back to the earlier projected material cost and on which we want to over time further improve. But I already mentioned this was a one time impact.
Okay. And secondly, with respect to our consumer good business, I mean, thanks for giving a bit more granularity of our businesses. We have seen a fairly strong growth in the consumer good business after a long time. So what all products are covered in this consumer good business and what is driving such strong growth?
So, Dinesh, consumer goods, we have segregated because they have crossed more than 10% of our turnover. And this consumer goods represents the power tools business. And the car tools business, Bosch India, Bosch Limited has seen a very good growth for multiple reasons. We have improved our entire dealer network. We have, gone into a significant foray into e-commerce. We are the market leader in power tools. And, of course, our Chennai factory has been rated for the last 3 out of the last 4 years the best plant in India. We are even planning to shift our power tools in Chennai into our Bosch facility, which should further help for us to grow and further localize. And we are looking into the future with quite confidence on this business from multiple fronts.
Okay. And last question before I come back to you is about the semiconductor update. So many of your customers are indicating improved chip availability from those of second quarter. Are you also expecting similar improvement where second half will be better than first half and FY23 to be better than FY22?
So, Dinesh, I would only say that the supply on chips, all of us, and especially us, we can give only a directional answer. First point is, this is a global crisis. This is not an India crisis. Second, the crisis impacts electronics and not just automotive. Third, I've already mentioned that it takes a long time for a fab factory to be put up. And for expansion of capacities, it takes even 9 months to a year. Now, having said all this, and the semiconductor suppliers to the tier one, and we are the tier one to the OEMs, have these bottlenecks. And with the increasing demand, I would say we will see over time improvements, but we will not see a normalcy in the fiscal. And when it's a normalcy, it's to meet the demands of the customer. And it's not just Bosch, anyone and everyone overall will not see this normalcy in F1, FY21, so 22. And my guess would be where we don't have the data, nobody has the data yet, that even the first couple of quarters, we may have challenges to get back to normalcy. So this is not about Bosch, this is about a global crisis, this is not about India, and this is not about automotive, and the world will see improvements happening over quarters. But if you ask Chitnesh on what sort of improvement, there are too many ifs and buts. I think any of us can only give a directional feedback.
Thank you, sir. I'll fall back in, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sonal Gupta from L&T Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my question. Going back to, again, I mean, like you explained, one part is the traded goods. There is a one-time impact. But, if I look at your annual numbers, I see that almost 90% of the traded goods are from the Bosch parent or subsidiaries of the Bosch. So is it correct to assume then, in some places where I'm coming from is we're acting as a system supplier, like in exhaust gas treatment, etc. So would it be correct to assume that that is not really a very large portion of business for us? Because otherwise, I would have thought that the non-Bosch traded component should also be substantial.
So there are two parts to it, because it's a very deep question. One part is the traded goods, which I've already mentioned, that we take in to trading and later we go in for localization. And we also look into what is the optimal localization. And within that, we also look at what we can outsource and what we localize in-house. So the traded goods, I've already shared on that one point impact on transfer price. On the other part, we do have, as you rightly said, mainly Bosch traded goods coming from different parts of the world, all at arm's length, protecting the public listed company in a very clear process-oriented way. And finally, For non-Bosch parts, we have a very strong supplier development methodology where we look at, strategic partners and over time, and BMOX is one such example.
Got it. Or would like I guess Dinox is like the urea pumps etc. is done by Bosch itself. So would that be a major portion in the EGT as part of value that you have? Or
yes, Sunil, we can't generalize these things.
Okay.
I said Dinox is one. There are other parts of trade that we also do. I've always been saying that. For decades, we start with trading, we see what are the volumes, we look at the in-house manufacturing and capex, we look at our supply development, and then we take a call. So it's a mixture of multiple products, and it's and you import, keeping in mind both pricing, localization, and very important quality also. And it's not just Inox. Inox is one part of the trading.
Got it. And this is my second question on basically, I mean, we've seen, despite the sort of restructuring and the reskilling and all that efforts that you've done, as well as, the margins are clearly much lower than what we had in the past. While you referred to the fact that there will be localization and therefore we should see improvement, but would it be sort of fair to assume that, this sort of a margin is more reflective of the current product mix, and therefore, we will only see a gradual improvement from here?
So you've asked the question and given the answer. So it's very difficult to comment. Because it's both a leading question and a leading answer.
It's okay. Let me rephrase. So do we see a substantial scope for improvement with localization, and also putting that in context of the PLI scheme itself, that will that accelerate your localization effort?
So two, three things. Sonal, I'll keep it short and crisp. First is you've seen that we have tight control over our other expenses. You've seen that on our personal cost, earlier which was around 14-15%, we've going to, bring it, we've brought it down substantially, and we will retain our personal cost, more importantly, productivity, and more importantly, ensuring talent retention. And then on the material cost, I've told you that when you go into BS6, you not just for us, everyone's material content goes up. Finally, of course, our intention is to improve our EBIT, but we don't give guidance, we don't give future. The management is here to optimize everything, and we will do it, and we don't look at quarterly results, we will do it over quarters and over the years. So, in summary, there's a very clear, focused plan, both for the core, the adjacencies, and the new growth area. And we will balance these. And our focus is towards EBIT, but more importantly, our focus is towards also customer acquisition for not only current business, but also future business.
Got it, sir. Great. Thank you so much. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priya Ranjan from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for taking my question. So first on, just one clarification on, say, this 2.6% correction. This correction in transfer pricing, is it just trying to understand, is it linked to the volume of take, or is it linked to the commodity cost, or how should we look at it?
I've already given an answer, Priyaranjan, but that's our CFO to answer this.
I mean, nothing more to add. I think if you look at it, as we go forward towards the localization, Of course, our priority is to localize products where the value addition in India will be quite high, and that will improve our profitability. And then in the next phase, other products will also happen. So yes, as we mentioned in the last call, the ratio of manufactured products in India and traded, it is quite high. Traded portion is quite high, and hence that's has an impact both on the material cost and the EBIT. But as the localization improves, there is a positive impact on the profitability as well.
Understood. And just trying to understand, because of the chip shortage, how much revenue you might have lost in first half, or is anything we can quantify, I mean, directionally or in numbers?
Look, the chip shortage has impacted everyone, electronics, automotive, everyone. So, it's a very relative question from what percentage to what percent do we look, because there's you know, it's a theoretical question, because you can't supply at 100%. So I can do an arithmetic and tell you based on 100% and what you supplied, what is the turnover loss, but it's very theoretical. So in summary, both on top line and bottom line, the entire market has got affected. Mm-hmm. You've got Bosch.
Correct.
And the chip supply crisis has been a crisis and will continue. Nothing to do with Bosch in India or worldwide, but this is a worldwide crisis. So it's Priyaranjan, but it's a little theoretical. Every company has got hit.
Understood. But I mean, just to understand, is it substantial if this crisis would not have happened?
Priyaranjan, of course, it's substantial worldwide.
Okay.
It's like, you know, what is the impact if we didn't have COVID wave 2? Of course, India would have recovered faster. So answer is very clearly yes, not for Bosch, not for automotive in India, for worldwide, it has had major impact in meeting demand where supply has ensured not being able to meet the pent up demand for various products and services.
Understood.
Not just software.
Understood. And just one more question on, say, PLI scheme. You have highlighted about the PLI opportunity, and so are you looking at both in, say, traditional parts or as well as, I mean, the new electrical parts in the PLI scheme as an opportunity, or you are more from conventional parts which has not been manufactured in India so far?
I think all of us will have to wait for the finalized PLI scheme which contains the elements of the advanced automotive technology. I'm sure you would agree to that. However, based on what the government has announced, saying that they will be focusing on AAT, advanced automotive technology, we at Bosch believe that this is a positive move in the right direction by the government to incentivize the advanced technologies, and we at Bosch India as well as Bosch Limited would actively like to participate in it.
Understood. And just on the power tool business, I'm sorry if I'm not understood. I mean, you said that you want to increase it to Bosch facility as well in some parts of other parts of the plant. So are we trying to bring more global capacity to India in terms of power tools? That's what you wanted to tell?
No, I said three things, Priyaranjan. I said that the power tools division is doing very well, both from the sales, marketing, and the products at the product level, at the accessory level, and also the way we sell it, including e-commerce platform and our reach with our dealers. I also said that our Bosch power tools plant has been an excellent plant. There are 18 power tool plants worldwide, and this has been
in the number one position for 3 years, and the fourth year it is the number two by a narrow margin. So I said it's excellent at the world level. The third thing I said is we are going to move in the near future into the new power tools plant, which is a Bosch location, so which gives us added scope and chance for further localization in the future. And the last thing I mentioned was that the power tools business is developing very well, and I have very strong hopes on a sustainable and continued improvement on a business which is already doing pretty decently and well. That's what I said.
Okay, understood. And so lastly on this, the Prime Minister's recent visit to the COP26 and their commitment of, say, billion ton lower emission in terms of the carbon, etc. So what is the regulatory roadmap you see for the CAFE and other, the electrification, etc.?
Piranjan, this is a very broad question. I can only tell you 2-3 points. Bosch is very committed worldwide, but also for India in relation to COP26 ideology. We have shared with you today our ESG program, where we were one of the few, I don't know the only or not, but companies in India which have proactively become carbon neutral, and I explained it in details. And second, that in India, while electrification will come, we will have to continue to look at the vision of his renewable energy increase. I think he's looking at 500 gigawatts in the future, up from 135, if I'm not wrong. And all these are very important questions, while he has given a commitment for 2070, if I'm not wrong, not 2050.
Correct. But he has also given a commitment of, say, 1 billion ton of reduction in, say, carbon. My question was more from automotive industry point of view, because automotive is also a significant part of this emission of this carbon. So do you see the CAFE norms, etc., is going to be more tightened going forward?
I'll just keep it simple. We have always said with the government that long-term reforms we should announce and live. So whether the CAFE norms, whether the TREM norms, whether the BS4 to BS6 norms, we have always said when we catch up with the rest of the world, whatever long-term reforms we announce, we should announce and we should live it. Then this brings high credibility to our country. Some good examples we have, some examples we can improve upon compared to credibility. So I think we should give somebody else a chance, and I would request Annamalai Jayaraj that we have the last question, because we have the last 3 minutes left.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
sir. Next question is from the line of Ravi Purohit from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, could you kind of, share bit on our export strategy? I think we had mentioned in our annual report this time, and I think we had referred to it in a couple of con calls earlier as well. So if you could kind of, elaborate a little bit more, on the export strategy, and also in terms of, we keep kind of reading about our parents', presence with fuel cell technology, the tie-ups with a lot of commercial vehicle manufacturers in Europe to supply them fuel cells. So are there, can Bosch India shareholders kind of look forward to some of those technologies being brought into India, either under PLI scheme or, in some form or the other? So if you could just kind of share, some sort of a peek into the future of what a shareholder in India can look forward to from Bosch India over the next 2-3 years, given the kind of, opportunities that are there through PLI scheme or through, various other methods.
So, Ravi, on the export this quarter, we did well. I would say on a relatively lower base, but we are about 350 crores, and this is an improvement by 66%. But I would not go into that. I would go into more saying we has two approaches worldwide in Bosch, which is called local for local. And yet we work very closely with our sister plants, our sister companies on wherever we need to chip in, either for a requirement or on a sustainable need. So we have that policy too. In summary, I would say we are doing well in our regional companies, which is Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, which that service out of Bosch Limited, by the way. Those are partners on aftermarket, and we see that as a good chance. And finally, I would say, along with that, of course, we export to different countries like Germany, Czech Republic, Brazil, even China, Portugal, so and South Korea. So, in summary, I would say, while our highest exports are back to Germany, we will have a further focused approach from 22 on exports.
Okay. And the other part, as in terms of you know, what we could look forward to in terms of you know newer technologies like fuel cell and you know some of the other things that the parent has been there, but from an India shareholder point of view, something to look forward to.
Well, we do bring contemporary technology into India, and I already mentioned that we have focused on rewiring our core, focusing on adjacencies, and investing in the new growth areas. So that we will continue to do from our cash flow and profits that we generate. So, and of course, we work very closely with our parent from all the divisions as well as the corporate with our parent, all at arm's length.
Okay. So just one last very small question on the order book. I think you had mentioned that 24,000 crore BS6 orders which had dropped to like 18,000 crores. Any update what that you know, number looks like as of now? Is it the same? Has it gone up, gone down? Last question. Thank you so much.
On BS6? Was your question, Ravi, on BS6?
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, Ravi, you know that BS6, the first year after launch, for various reasons, including COVID, it didn't take off as much. But now it's on track and taking off, and we have a higher content on the BS6. And we are delivering, and we see that this to continue. Yeah?
Okay.
So, Ravi, we have to now finish because we are out of time.
Yeah.
And,
thank you so much. Yeah.
Like to go to Mr. Anumalai Jairaj and thank all of you all.
Yeah. And, we thank all the participants. We thank Bosch Management. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Batlivala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.